Now let's lead off with whether Congress will extend COVID-19 jobless benefits as businesses reopen. Eric Stock talked to Central Illinois Republican Congressman Rodney Davis.
The Taylorville Republican says he wants to see where the economy and the pandemic are in a month before extending those $600 a week payments past July.
Because the last thing we want to do is incentivize people to remain on unemployment benefits when they can go back to their job that they had before since the economy is reopening again.
All states have started to reopen, but nearly two dozen states are seeing a rise in infection rates. The national unemployment rate is still over 13%. Davis says House Democrats should bargain with the GOP on police reforms rather than push through what he calls a partisan bill.
When you look at both of these bills, probably about 80% of what each of them have, or we agree on. Why can't we just pass a bill out of the Senate, pass a bill out of the House, come together, work out our differences?
Davis is co-sponsoring a measure that would enhance de-escalation training and require more transparency for things like use of force and no-knock warrants. Senate Democrats have called that measure woefully inadequate. Davis came to Normal Tuesday to help deliver 200 face shields that John Deere and the United Auto Workers produced. Cordy Halton with the Illinois Manufacturers Association says John Deere has donated thousands of face shields to healthcare workers and first responders and is one of several dozen manufacturers in the state that shifted production during the pandemic.
Manufacturers like John Deere stepped up, retooled their lines, and were able to produce, in this case, face shields, but also face masks or ventilators in sufficient quantities that now the PPE shortage seems to have abated somewhat.
McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez says she will also see if the county jail needs some of the face shields.
We are working 24/7 as all the other long-term care facilities and detention facilities are during COVID, and this is very helpful to us.
Rodriguez says all residents and staff at the nursing home have been tested for COVID-19. All tests came back negative. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.